Seven meter per above mission attempt. Kosher Yeshlo Kashkesha. Yeshlo snap it. Any fish that has scales, you can be assured that it also has fin. And the Torah says that a fish that has scales and fin is a kosher fish. And if you checked and saw that it has scales, you don't have to check for its fins. As if it has scales, you know for sure that it has fins. The Yeshlo Snapir, Vain Lo Kashkesha. But there are fish that have fins and don't have scales. That's a not kosher fish. As for a fish to be kosher, it needs to have both scales and fins. So if you checked and saw that it has fins, that would not be enough to certify it as a kosher fish. You would have to check to see if it has scales. Kosher Yeshlo Karnayim, Yeshlo Tlafayim. Any animal that has horns, you can be assured that the animal also has split hooves. So therefore, if you see an animal that has horns, even if the hooves were taken from the animal, you can be assured that the hooves are split, as only kosher animals have horns. Therefore, any animal that has horns have split hooves, and split hooves is one of the features that identify a kosher animal. The Yeshlo Tlafayim Vein Lo Karnayim. But there are animals with split hooves, but do not have horns, such as a pig. A pig, of course, is a not kosher animal. It has split hooves, but doesn't chew its cud. And a pig does not have horns. As we said, only kosher animals have horns. Sechem Nida Parabab Mishnah Yod, Ka Tarim Bracha L'Acharav, Tarim Bracha L'Fanav. Anything that requires a bracha acharona, a bracha afterward, also requires a bracha L'Fanav, a bracha beforehand. Such as when you eat, you have to make a bracha acharona, you also have to make a bracha rishon, you have to make a bracha prior to eating as well. V'yesh Tarim Bracha L'Fanav, Ein Tarim Bracha L'Acharav. But there are some times that we make a bracha L'Fanav, we make a bracha prior to, but not afterwards. For example, Berchas HaMitzvos, when you make a bracha on the mitzvah, for example, when you put on tzitzis, you make a bracha. When you put on tefillin, you make a bracha. When you put a mezuzah on your doorpost, you make a bracha. All these things require a bracha before doing the mitzvah, but after doing the mitzvah, you do not make a bracha. So even though every time you make a bracha achrona, you also have to make a bracha rishona, but there are times that you make a bracha rishona, but not a bracha achrona. The example that is given is the brachos on the mitzvahs. When you do a mitzvah, you make a bracha prior to doing the mitzvah, but not after doing the mitzvah.